Throughout history, false teachers have been telling people what they want to hear, rather than proclaiming the true word of God. For example, in the days of the prophet Jeremiah, false teachers promised peace, giving listeners a false sense of hope as they were about to experience God's chastening. Isaiah warned against those who dismissed guilt and sin, calling evil good and good evil. And the Apostle Paul continually warned about those who would present an alternative Jesus, different from the Messiah described in the Gospels. You'll still find false teachers today, authors and speakers, who deny sin, who present an unbiblical view of God and Jesus, and who offer a peace that is not built on reality. That's why we need to know the Word of God, so we can recognize false teaching in whatever form it appears. For resources to help you discern truth, visit reviveourhearts.com. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth.